tears. When destiny calls, you don't disappear. Years from now, they talk about how we stood our ground and never back down. We could be heroes, we could be champions, be the last ones left standing. We could be soldiers, we could be fighters, the underdog slaying the giants. Go down in history, make the world never forget us. We could be greatness, this is our time. We could be heroes.
One games officially remain in the regular season here in the California League, and it comes down to a matchup between Visalia and Rancho Cucamonga. Coming up next, it's game four of the six games here is right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball, located in downtown Visalia, California, at Valley Strong Ballpark. Joey Gonzalez with you as we get ready to start your weekend. And as just mentioned a moment ago, the Rawhide with 21 games to go. They find themselves three games back of a playoff spot behind Rancho Cucamonga. The teams in front of them, Rancho and Lake Elsinore. But the good thing is, entering today's ball game, it's a chance to make up ground. You got Lake Elsinore for another three more games. So you have chances to make up ground, but you need to make each and every single game important starting tonight. Looking back to last night's ball game, it was a Rancho team who got on the board first in last night's ball game. A three-run home run off the bat of Samuel Munoz gave Rancho a 3-0 lead at the end of two innings of work. One inning later, another three-run frame, including a two-run RBI from Jose Mesa, along with a run from Elijah Hainline. So a 6-0 ball game at the end of three innings of work. The Rawhide would try to rally late. They put up a run in the bottom of the fifth inning. Then in the bottom of the ninth, the Rawhide had bases loaded. They scored two runs, however, too little, too late. And the Rawhide end up falling to Rancho final score 6-3. Visalia did tie Rancho in the hit department with both 5 each. Meanwhile, for Rancho and Visalia, they both committed one error apiece. Looking at the rest of the box score, Anderson and Rojas led the way for Visalia with a 2-for-3 day, a pair of singles for the Rawhide second baseman. He had a walk as well. Looking through the pitching box score, Adonis Perez, a night to forget. 2 1/3 innings of work, 3 hits, 6 runs, 5 of those were earned. He walked 5 batters, that was the most in his career, while only striking out 2. However, if you want to look at the silver lining in the pitching yesterday, Charlene Pinales, his second game back with Visalia since April. 2 innings of work, 4 punch-outs, and 1 walk. He did not allow an earned run or a hit in yesterday's ball game. So there were the positives in yesterday's ball game. And then you got to give credit to Huynh Suk Jang, who in 3 innings of work, only 1 hit, struck out 7 batters in those 3 innings of work. So Jang, a really good performance yesterday. Noah Ruin received the win. Meanwhile, Felix Cabrera received the save, and Adonis Perez fell to 5-7. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and the California League standings. We get ready for game four of the six-game series between Rancho Cucamonga and Visalia. You're watching, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at Visalia, rawhide.com. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Friday night. And we look at the round the California League for the first time tonight. Starting off in the South, Rancho Cucamonga, 28-17, 58-51 overall. Meanwhile, in second place, leapfrogging Visalia after last night's win. Lake Elsinore now 26-19 on a two-game winning streak. In third place, Visalia, they're 25-10. So far in the second half, they find themselves in a one-game losing streak after the 9-3 loss in last night's game, or 6-3 loss in last night's game. Lastly, out at Inland Empire, 21-24, they're on a two-game losing skid. They find them 7 games back of the first base Rancho Quakes. Meanwhile, up in the north, San Jose, they're 26-19 on a one-game losing streak. Fresno, 21-24, they'll arrive at Valley Strong Ballpark in 2 weeks' time. They're on a 4-game winning streak. In third place, the Modesto Nuts, they're 19-26. They've won their 7 games back and on a 3-game losing streak. And then lastly, in Stockton, the A's affiliate is 14-31. They find themselves 12 games back. Now that we've gone through the standings in the California League, let's go through the California League scoreboard. Tonight will be the earliest game to get underway throughout the league. Meanwhile, out at Lake Elsinore, they'll be the next start time with a 6:45 first pitch. It'll be Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire. Meanwhile, out in San Jose, it'll be the Giants and the Stockton Ports. Steven Acevedo on the mound for Stockton. He's 0-4 with a 6.27 ERA. Meanwhile, Tyler Vandehay will be on the mound for San Jose. He's 2-2 with a 3.13 ERA. And then lastly, out at Chansey Park in Fresno, it'll be the Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts starting at 7:05 p.m. Next up, moving around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization out at the high A level. They're currently about to get underway. It'll be Eugene and Hillsboro. It'll be Dylan Carmuch, the former San Jose Giant, versus the former Rawhide Jacob Steinmetz. Meanwhile, at the AA level, it's San Antonio Missions with a 2-1 lead against Amarillo. Yumin Lin, the top 15 prospect in the D-backs organization, currently has pitched 4 2/3 innings. He's looking to get himself through 5 innings of work out of Nelson Wolf Stadium. Lastly, at the AAA level, the Reno Aces and the El Paso Chihuahuas, they just finished 3 innings of work. Reno has a 4-0 lead out in the Lone Star State. Lastly, at the Major League level, it's the Arizona Diamondbacks in a new series to start the weekend. It'll be Arizona and Tampa Bay. That game is already currently underway, with the Rays currently tied with the D-backs 4-4. We get ready to step aside for the national anthem and first pitch. Several ways to watch today's ball game. You can watch it live on the Bally Live app. You can watch it live on the MLB app as well. And as always, you can listen to Rawhide Baseball all season long for free right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. We get ready for game four of the 6-game series for Rancho. It'll be the right-hander Sean Linan. He's 6-2 with a 4.50 ERA. Meanwhile, for Visalia, it'll be the right-hander Casey Anderson, who is 3-8 with a 7.79 ERA. We're ready for the national anthem, so we will step aside. Game four on a Friday night. The Toros de Visalia is the alternate uniforms for today's ball game. We'll talk after the anthem. Enjoy the game, everybody. second half of the California League season, and it's a matchup between the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Visalia Rawhide. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia for a matchup between the Dodgers affiliate and the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate with playoff implications on the line. Casey Anderson on the mound to get your weekend started. And with that, let's go through the starting lineups for Rancho Cucamonga. Leading things off will be Kendall George, the center fielder. Zaire Hope will return to the lineup for the first time in 2 days. He'll play left field. Cameron Decker will be the first baseman, batting third. Jose Mesa, the DH, will bat four. Wilman Diaz, a shortstop, will bat five. Carlos Rojas will man up behind the plate, batting six. Samuel Munoz will be the right fielder, batting seven. Eduardo Guerrero will be the third baseman, batting eight. And then lastly, one of the newest pickups for the Dodgers, Elijah Hainline, the second baseman, will bat out of the ninth spot. Casey Anderson on the mound for Visalia, 3-8 with a 7.79 ERA. And he is on the mound to get your weekend started. Happy to have you alongside. Kendall George will take his quick practice hack before he gets ready to step in the box. As the Quakes get ready to go into their dugout from the bullpen, and we're ready to play baseball here on this Friday night. First pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moy at 559-740-0311. The pitch on the way to George, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-0. Take a look there at the uniforms for today's ball game. Rawhide today will go as the Toros de Visalia, the alternate Copa uniforms. 2-0 deal on the way. That one is outside for ball three, 3-0. You're listening to the game on the audio broadcast. The black tops with Visalia across the chest, the horns on the V with the blue trim in the middle and in the back of the jersey. Light blue numbers in the back with the red trim along the outside. Black belt, white pants with the black trim along the side. And then the alternate Toros blue hat with the Toros V in the front. 3-1 pitch on the way. And that one's in there for a strike. 3-2. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they'll go with the alternate uniforms once again. The Dodger blue tops that say Rancho across the front, with the red numbers in the front. Here's the deal on the way, and Kendall draws a leadoff walk. And just like that, a leadoff base runner here for Rancho. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And with that, I bring up Zaire Hope to the plate as you continue to look at Casey Anderson, 6'4", 185, the 23-year-old right-hander out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Anderson will get ready for the deal home. Desire Hope, here's his pitch. And that one's on the inside corner and in there for a strike, 0-1. Desire Hope batting 317 with 7 home runs and 22 RBIs. Entering this week in the 3 series that Visalia and Rancho have played against one another, he had yet to make a start in the series due to injuries. Pickoff attempt at first. McLaughlin applies the tag. So this is the first healthy series for Hope against Visalia as he returned in the latter half of July after recovering from an injury. 0-1 pitch on the way from Anderson, and that one's lifted to the left side. Racing over is Ryan Waldschmidt. It was left field line, and he won't be able to make the grab. It was a long run, but it ends up bouncing on the dirt and out of play. And that foul ball is brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh.
Wherever you are, Lynette, happy birthday, Lynette. Thank you for celebrating.
Take a look at the replay there. Ryan Waldschmidt giving it a run. And we often talk about outfielders being familiar with their surroundings, and this is Waldschmidt's just now third game here in Visalia here in this fourth game of the series. That pitch is on the way and outside for ball one, 1-2. So you still kind of are getting used to the way your dimensions play at the ballpark. How much room do you have once you pass that chalk on the left side of the infield? Is the wall close? How hard is the wall? All those type of different factors come into play whenever you're at a new ballpark. 1-2 pitch on the way. Throw down to second base, and Kendall George is caught stealing. What a throw by Adrian DeLeon, and the fastest guy on the Rancho team is gunned out at second base. It's his second caught stealing over the last 2 days for Adrian DeLeon. And you got to give credit to Luis as well. He made the quick swipe and tag in time. So now with one down, you have a 2-2 count right here. Coming 1-1 pitch on the way. Here's the deal to Zaire Hope. We'll have to hold off here as we have a light stoppage in play as manager John Shoemaker is having a long extended conversation with the base umpire Blake Bison. Bison was home plate umpire yesterday, and he got quite an earful from the Rawhide fans who were quite uneasy from the start of yesterday's ball game. And here in today's ball game, and likely an even larger crowd than yesterday's game. Manager John Shoemaker, his fourth year here with Rancho, the Dodgers organization. Had a chance to speak with him earlier today. One of the nicest guys you're going to meet. Always comes up and asks how your day's doing, how you've been. And that's the type of leader that John Shoemaker is. You see that captain just on the right side of that shoulder. Kind of being guarded off by his right shoulder, but a leader for that Rancho team in the clubhouse and on the field as this discussion continues to roll on. So it looks like Shoemaker will get clarity on what he wanted to say. Probably not what he favored, but either way, he'll make his way back to the Rancho dugout.
Are you crying?
The count will still be 2-2 when we resume play here in just a moment. So Shoe walks back to the Rancho dugout and will be ready to resume play here momentarily. Shoe will make his way across diamond. Is that the end of his ball game? Never saw an official removal, but Shoe's going to be done for the ball game here as he handed off the scorecard. And with just one batter officially gone by in this ball game, Shoe will walk back over to the Rancho dugout, Rancho clubhouse. So two balls, two strikes, one away. And we're ready to resume play once again here with the batter Zaire Hope at the plate. And 2-2 pitch on the way. That one's on the outside corner, but it misses outside for ball three, 3-2. We've only seen two manager ejections so far here in 2024. And the other one was manager Zach Vinci with the Modesto Nuts on the power outage game. Payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And two down here in the inning, and it's Casey's first strikeout of the ball game. Oh, yeah. That's a man strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. That brings up Cameron Decker to the plate. So far on the year, batting .272 with seven home runs and 33 RBIs, a two-out deal on the way. And that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Casey Anderson drafted in the 11th round out of Utah Valley as a junior. He was first-team All-WAC in spring of 2023. The Western Athletic Conference, also during his time at the collegiate ranks. He played for Eastern Arizona College, College of Southern Idaho, and the College of Southern Nevada. 1-1 with two-way. Here's the deal home. And that one's on the outside corner, and it's in there for a strike now, 1-2. Anderson looking to face the minimum here in his opening frame of work. Rye trying to get on the board early in this ball game and take control for their second win of the series. That one right down the middle, and Casey Anderson will strike out Cameron Decker. And we head to the bottom half of the first inning where we'll see the Rawhide offense for the first time tonight.
He wasn't ready.
Rancho 0, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on!
Let's go places.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com and the MILB app. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Friday night. Yancel Luis will lead things off. It'll be Luis, Crisantes, and Ortiz. First pitch swinging, fouled off to left side, and the count now 0-1. Go through the rest of the Rawhide batting order here in just a moment. That'll be Yancel Luis, Demetrio Crisantes, and Angel Ortiz as the three batters due up to begin this ballgame. An upcoming deal on the way to Luis. Here's the pitch, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-1. Yancel Luis batting 272 with 6 home runs and 46 RBIs so far on the now 111-game-long season. The Rawhide switch hitter gets ready for the pitch, and that pitch is outside for ball 2-1. For Rancho, it is the right-hander Sean Linan on the mound, 6-2 with a 4.50 ERA. We'll take a deeper dive into his numbers a little bit later on. 2-1 with no outs. Here's the pitch home to Luis, and he gets a piece of that one, and will drop it into left field for a little flare shot. A leadoff base hit for Visalia. The first hit of the ball game for the Rawhide is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Ooh. So starting lineup for Visalia, brought to you by Anthem. Yancel Luis will lead things off. Demetrio Crisantes will bat at the two spot. Angel Ortiz will bat third, followed by Kenny Castillo at the four spot. We'll go 5-9 after this upcoming pitch. As Lennon gets ready for the deal home to Crisantes. There's a look at it right there on your screen. As that one's outside at the five spot, Ryan Walchman. Ben McLaughlin bat 6. Christopher Torino will bat 7. Anderson Rojas 8. And then lastly, the Rawhide catcher, Adrian DeLeon, will bat out of the number 9 spot. Upcoming pitch on the way here from Sean Lennon. His pickoff attempt over at first base. And diving back in safely is Luis. Tonight's starting lineup is brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that live health online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, live health online can help at no cost to Anthem Medi-Cal members. So an 0-2 count here for Demetrio Crisantes. Crisantes so far on the year batting 352 with 4 home runs and 30 RBIs. Lennon's deal home to Crisantes, and that one is outside for ball 1-2. Crisantes still finds a way to bat above that 350 mark here in 2024. You look at the number of games he's played so far at the single-A level. Crisantes has played in now 44, today's 45. As he lifts that one into right center field, it'll stay in the yard. No, it will not. That ball is gone. See you later. A two-run home run from Demetrio Crisantes, his 5th home run of the season. And Visalia takes an early 2-0 lead here in the bottom half of the first inning. Kendall George gave it a run out in center field, and it kind of kept carrying. You see for a moment, George stopped for a moment at the wall, and he looked up and it bounced right off the window. So the Rawhide had an early 2-0 lead. I talked about in the top half of the first inning, the Rawhide needed to find a way to get on the board early in this ballgame. That's how you do it right there with a two-run home run on just the second batter of the game. So now it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. The upcoming deal home, and that one is lifted to right field as well. Back to the wall, and that ball is off the wall. Ortiz will round first base. He'll go over to second, and back-to-back extra base hits for this Rawhide offense, and they're thriving off the big crowd here on this Friday night.
That right there was our In-N-Out double-double batter of the game. In-N-Out gives you quality that you
can. Angel Ortiz was that close to the first back-to-back home run here in 2024, and it bounced about a foot low of the yellow line out there in the Toyota Terrace family deck out in right field. So now it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So Kenny Castillo will get ready for the pitch. That one is hooked outside for ball one, 1-0. Talk a little bit more about Sean Lennon, the righty, 6 foot, 185, 19-year-old from Cartagena, Colombia. Third year in the Dodgers organization. One ball, no strikes. Here's the deal home. That one is bounced outside. It'll get away from the catcher, Carlos Rojas. And as a result, it will advance Ortiz over to third base. And the Rawhide are 90 feet away from taking an early 3-0 lead here in this game. Kenny Castillo, you look at the numbers here in 2024, 288 with 3 home runs and 50 RBIs. It is the second most by a Rawhide player this season, right behind Drew Jones, who's recorded 51 of them. Pitch on the way, fouled directly backwards, and the count now 2-1. Kenny, a guy who's confident in the ability to hit a sac fly. A guy who's confident in his opposite field hitting. And with a guy like Angel Ortiz, you put it into outfield, he'll likely be able to score you a run. A 2-1 deal on the way. Right back the middle. Lennon will catch the line drive. However, a late reaction from Eduardo Guerrero, unable to get back to third. So now one down here in the inning brings up Ryan Walschmidt to the plate. We'll take a look at the replay here. Low downstairs pitch as he tries to drive it up the middle. Well, Sean Lennon, 9-2 with two teams so far in 2024 with his numbers with Rancho, 6-2 with a 4.50 ERA through 46 innings of work, 60 strikeouts, and 20 walks. One out deal on the way to Walschmidt as he takes that pitch inside for ball one, 1-0. So far through 7 games in 2024, he's batting .273 with no home runs and 2 RBIs. One ball, no strikes, one away. Upcoming deal on the way to Ryan Walschmidt as he takes that one inside for a strike. The count now 1-1. Ryan Walschmidt, the 31st overall pick by the out of Kentucky. As Walschmidt trying to show off his offense on a 4-game hitting streak as he grounds that one off to the left side and foul. Count now 1-2. You got the two draftees in the middle of the order, Ryan Walschmidt and Ben McLaughlin, both SEC caliber guys. Walschmidt coming out of the University of Kentucky. Meanwhile, Ben McLaughlin out there in the background, he played at the University of Arkansas at the Razorbacks. 1-1 with one away. Both these guys have shown very, very good plate discipline at the plate. As that one is inside for ball 2-1. Ryan Walschmidt, you look at his scouting report as a fourth-ranked prospect in this Diamondbacks organization. They've noted him for his ability to control the zone, not expand the strike zone, very patient with a good drive as well. The 2-1 pitch on the way to Walschmidt, ground ball to the left side, and that will sneak under the glove of Wilman Diaz. Angel Ortiz will score, and Visalia now leads this ballgame 3-0 here in the bottom half of the first inning. Right underneath the glove, and you wonder if Diaz thought that one would pop up a little bit more than it did. Instead, it just stayed on a line down low, and Visalia is now up to 4 hits here in this ballgame.
625-2318.
Now brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate with the pitching coach Ramon Troncoso making his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So if you're just now turning the TV on, let's go through this ball game already. Yancel Luis led things off with a little flare shot single into left field. One batter later, Dimitri Crisantes, his fifth home run of the year. It was a two-run home run off of the window out in right center field. One batter later, Angel Ortiz was just a foot shy of back-to-back home runs for the first time this season. And then two batters later, Ryan Waldschmidt with a single underneath the glove of the shortstop, Wilman Diaz. So that is your summary here through just a third way through here of inning number one. And you look at Sean Linnan's numbers already. He's already had 19 pitches. This will be number 20 to Ben McLaughlin. Upcoming deal on the way. And the former Razorback, watch that one, miss outside for ball one, 1-0. McLaughlin batting 222 with no home runs and four RBIs. Bats from the left side. 1-0 with one down. Linnan will stare down McLaughlin. Upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And that one is foul tip, so the count will now move to 1-1. Ben McLaughlin looking to get some rawhide offense going here early in the ball game. Continue the train. This is batter number six of the inning. And now a pickoff attempt as Waldschmidt will dive back safely into first base. Waldschmidt already this season, he's been able to take advantage on the base paths already. As Linnan gets ready for the 1-1 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. Throw outside. Here comes the throw to second. And it is in time. Ryan Waldschmidt is caught stealing. And the throw was so in time that the shortstop, Wilman Diaz, put his hand up in the air to congratulate his catcher, Carlos Rojas. You take a look at the replay here. Great jump and throw. And you see it right there. Wilman Diaz knew it was out from the second. It left the catcher, Rojas' hands. So now two down in the inning. Bases are empty in a 2-1 count. Here's the deal home from Linnan, and McLaughlin a swing and a miss, and the count is now 2-2. Take a look there at Wilman Diaz over at shortstop. He came in as a pinch hitter in yesterday's ball game. The last game he started was on Wednesday night. That pitch is in the dirt. Does McLaughlin go around? He does not. So the count will now be 3-2. Laughlin trying to draw another walk. He was a walk machine during the series against Modesto. Deal on the way. Strike three on the outside corner. And McLaughlin will be struck out for the final out of the inning. But Visalia, they get some damage done in the bottom half of the first inning. Four hits, three runs, and Dimitri Crisantes' fifth home run in 2024. And at the end of one inning of work, Visalia leads Rancho 3-0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in-the-shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos. Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Korea Health, tenemos la misma...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of the second inning. And Casey Anderson has some early run support. Upcoming pitch on the way, and that one is inside for ball one. 1-0. So Casey Anderson, a pair of strikeouts in the top half of the first inning. And Kendall George also caught stealing. 1-0 deal on the way, and that one is on the inside corner. And it's in there for a strike now, 1-1. You look at Anderson's last three starts, they've all been five innings of work, including 5 2/3, three outings ago out at Lake Elsinore at Diamond Stadium. Ride with a win in their last outing with Anderson on the mound, and a ball game that ended final score 5-3 against the Nuts. An upcoming 1-1 pitch on the way from Anderson. Here's the deal to Mesa, and that one's on the outside corner, and it's in there for a strike, now 1-2. Casey Anderson's second year in Visalia. Last year in 2023, he was 2-3 with a 10.38 ERA. The pause and the deal home, breaking ball upstairs for ball two. 10.38 ERA last year, where he was 5-4, or five games appeared in, four games started. 8 2/3 innings of work last season for the Rawhide. And now this one is lifted up on the left side. Yancel Luis for retreat into the outfield grass. He'll be called off by the left fielder, Ryan Walshman. He'll be underneath it for the grab. There's one down in the inning. And we get ready to go through the numbers for Casey Anderson here in 2024. 3-8 with a 7.79 ERA. 17 games played. This is now his 18th start. You look at the numbers, 69 strikeouts and 34 walks so far for Anderson in a Rawhide uniform. Wilman Diaz on the mound, or stepping up to the plate. So far on the year, 255 with four home runs and 51 RBIs, as that pitch is on the outside corner, and it's called strike number one. Anderson looking comfortable here in this first inning and a third. We'll see what type of ball game he sets up. And now this one's driven into left field. Walshman back at the wall. That one's going to bounce off. A quick throw back in. And that one is a beautiful throw by Ryan Walshman. What a way to keep Wilman Diaz at first base. He took that straight off the wall. A quick one bounce on the dirt. Fields it on his glove and throws a laser to shortstop, where Yancel Luis all he had to do was apply the tag. Let's take a look at the replay here. You see Walshman backing up. He thought about it for a moment, decides to play it off the hop. He barehanded that play as well. Goes over Luis's head. And what a throw there. I should say over Treen, who was the cutoff man. Luis was the one who ended up making the grab. And now the one-out pitch on the way is in there for a strike, 0-1. And now you got Carlos Rojas at the plate. He's batting 304 with a home run and 38 RBIs. Rojas will take that pitch inside for a ball. And the count is now 1-1. Walshman making a name for himself early in this ball game. A base hit. In the dirty uniform on the attempted stolen base. The 1-1 deal on the way. And that one is in there for a strike. Count now 1-2. Very nice. Anderson's last outing, five innings of work, four hits, two earned runs. He struck out six batters in that ball game with only four walks. 1-2 deal from Anderson. That one's high for ball two, 2-2. Anderson's last three starts as well have all been six strikeouts or more. Six punchouts in his last outing against Modesto. The previous two, 7-7 against both Stockton and Lake Elsinore. Upcoming deal on the way, and that one is strike three on the outside corner. So Carlos Rojas will be struck out. It'll be the third strikeout of the ball game for Anderson, and it brings up Samuel Munoz to the plate. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So So Anderson gets ready for the deal home. That one is driven into right field, backing up towards the wall, and that ball is gone. A two-run home run for Samuel Munoz. After yesterday, he had the three-run home run, and just like that, Rancho is back within a run. It's 3-2 here in the top half of the second inning. Could have a slugfest on hand in today's ballgame. 99 degrees at first pitch. Fairly dry for today's ballgame. And that one was ripped into right field. Angel Ortiz gave it a look, but ends up flying out of the park into the bullpen in right. And now it brings up Eduardo Guerrero to the plate. Get ready for the pitch here, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, 2-A. You take a look at that Rancho dugout. He's got a little bit more smile and pep in the step after the two-run bomb. Going to pitch on the way to Guerrero, a nice breaking ball, and that one's in there for a strike for 1-2. We'll look at Casey Anderson's arsenal, the four-seam fastball, sinker, slider, and changeup for Casey so far here in 2024. The deal on the way, and that one's on the outside corner. Strike three called, and the inning will come to conclusion. A two-run home run and a base hit from Wilman Diaz makes this a 3-2 ball game headed into the bottom half of inning number two. You're watching Raleigh Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how our cash management services can support.
Welcome back to Ride Baseball here on the MILB app. Christopher Torino will lead things off. It'll be the bottom of the Rawhide order, 7, 8, and 9. Torin, Rojas, and De Leon. The pitch on the way. That one is ripped into left field. A late read from Zaire Hope. That one's going to drop in for a base hit. And Visalia has now five hits in the first two innings. And that base hit is brought to you by Gus's Body Shop. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So you got Anderson Rojas at the plate. Here's the deal home. And that one is inside for a ball. So the count 1-0. Anderson Rojas so far on the year batting .249 with 5 home runs and 38 RBIs. Last year in 2023, he spent majority of the year. He made his debut at the beginning of May with Visalia. And last year he finished at a clip of .251. So batting about the same here in 2024. One ball, no strikes with no outs. Adrian DeLeon awaits on deck. Here's the deal home from Lennon, trying to lay down a bunt. However, this one is fouled off to the left side. This has been a Raleigh team who's worked on bunts practically all year long, trying to lay them down at the beginning of BP. Typically, each batting practice begins with that. And one thing they've been working on lately is they'll have the four to five guys that are in each cage group. They'll stand around a circle around the mound, and the guys will field them. Each batter will get about three successful bunts before they go through the round once, and then they'll step in the cage and start swinging away. Rojas has been one of the more successful bunt achievers so far this year, as they'll ground this one up the middle. Toss to second for one. Here's a transfer to first base, and it is in time. And Anderson Rojas is a victim of the 6-4-3 DP. And now base is empty here for Adrian DeLeon. See the replay there. Ground ball in the outside corner, fielded by Diaz to Hainline to Decker. Something got on the field, so Zaire Hope had to go scoop it out in left field. So ready to resume play once again. Mentioned this could be a slugfest in the top half of the second inning. It's a Rancho team who so far this season, 82 home runs. That's the third most in the California League. Now make it 83 off the two-run home run for Munoz. Here's the deal home, and that one is downstairs for a ball. So the count now 1-0. Rye team, however, they haven't been a home run club. 59 home runs now with the two-run home run from Demetrio Crisantes. But on a day like today, warm evening game, I think the ball pops a little bit more than it does as usually does. And we'll see if that plays a factor throughout today's ball game. One ball, one strike, two away. Here's the deal home to DeLeon. It's outside, and it gets away from the catcher. Nobody on base, so not a big problem, however. The count does now move to 2-1. Adrian DeLeon batting 209 on the year. Five home runs and 31 RBIs. That pitch to Deli's outside for a ball, and the count is now 3-1. Visalia looking to go through the order already once in just the first two innings of work. But DeLeon has to find a way to get on base and send it back to the top of the Rawhide order. 3-1 pitch on the way. And that one's on the outside for strike number two. And Yancel Luis waiting on deck, who had the first base hit of the ballgame. We're already seven hits in and not through two innings of work, as Rawhide catcher will step out of the batter's box and reset. It's a ballgame that had a combined 10 hits in yesterday's ballgame. Five hits for each team, five for Visalia, five for Rancho. 3-2, two-way. Upcoming pitch on the way from Sean Lennon. He's already got a double play in the inning from his Rancho defense. What else can he get from behind him? Payoff pitch on the way. That one's lifted into center field. Kendall George has wheels, and he'll be there no problemo for the final out of the inning. One hit, no runs, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through two here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho trails Visalia 3-2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go.
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring.
Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving into the top half of inning number three. Elijah Hainline will lead things off. It'll be Hainline, George Hope. 9-1 and 2 due up for Rancho Cucamonga. 0-1 pitch on the way from Casey. And Hainline is swinging a miss, and the count is now 0-2. Already four strikeouts for Anderson here in the first two innings of work. His career high seven strikeouts was set on April 30th. On August 2nd against Stockton. Looking back at the last time that Casey faced off against Stockton, it was on August 2nd and April 30th. Two completely different series. 1-2 pitch on the way, and that one is swung on to miss strike three, so Hainline will be the first strikeout of the inning. And now Casey up to five strikeouts in the ball game. Oh, yeah! Another Mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So with one down here in the inning, it brings up Kendall George to the plate. Last time out, George drew a walk, which allowed him to get on base for now the 39th straight game, as that pitch is outside for ball one and 1-0. Kendall George so far in the month of August, batting .286, 14 hits, 9 runs, and 5 stolen bases. As that one is on the outside corner and in there for a strike, 1-1. So George will get ready for the pitch. Here's the deal home. And that one a little bit outside for ball 2-2-1. It's been a guy, Kendall George, who's been able to get on base so easily as of the last 2 months now. George will take that one in the side for a strike. He's out 2-2. George yesterday 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, and a strikeout. Upcoming pitch on the way here to the Quake center fielder. And that one's on the inside corner. Strike three called. And Casey Anderson now 6 strikeouts in the first 3 innings of this ball game. Oh, yeah. Another Mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Anderson, wow, 6 strikeouts through 41 pitches. And now it brings up Zaire Hope to the plate. Here's the deal home. And that one is outside for ball 1-1-0. 7 strikeouts for Anderson is a high. He's one shy of it right now at the moment. Here's the deal home, and that one is low for a ball. It's now 2-0. Zaire Hope, 1-for-4 in the ball game that he played in Wednesday. He had a single and 3 strikeouts in that ball game. Anderson looking to strike him out for the second time here in this game. 2 balls, no strikes, 2 away. The upcoming pitch, and that one is grounded off to the right side. Count now 2-1. Zaire Hope, you talk about his series as a whole, 3-for-8 in the first 2 games that he played in. And right now in a hitter's count, we'll see how Anderson's able to respond right now. 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, so the count is now 2-2. Looking for punch out number 7 here in inning number 3. 2-2, 2 away. Even count here to Zaire Hope. Here's the deal home. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. And Casey Anderson will strike out the side. He ties his career high. 7 strikeouts through just 3 innings of work. Went to the bottom half of the 3rd inning here in downtown Visalia. Rancho 3, Visalia 3, Rancho 2. We're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
To a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com and the MILB app. We move to the top half of inning number, bottom half of inning number three with Yancel Luis at the plate. Top three of the Rawhide order, Yancel Luis, Demetri Crisantes, and Angel Ortiz. Sean Manon remains on the mound here for Rancho. The 1-0 deal to Luis, and he fouls that one off to left side. It's now 1-1. Yancel Luis, 272, 6 home runs and 46 RBIs. He has the most home runs by an active Rawhide player at the moment. Meanwhile, the most home runs by any player that's played for Visalia this year belongs to Jackson Feltner, who was called up before the Modesto series. He has 7. 1-2 two strikes with no outs. Yancel Luis looking for a 2-for-2 ball game as he entered the day 1-for-12. And an 0-for-4 ball game last night with 2 strikeouts and a walk. The 1-2 deal on the way to Luis is inside for ball 2. Luis also had a stolen base in last night's ball game. But not much to the name for the Arizona Diamondbacks reigning player of the month in July. The 2-2 pitch on the way. And Luis gets a piece of it. Slow ground ball to third. It'll be scooped up by Guerrero. A low throw to first. But it'll be scooped out by the first baseman, Cameron Decker. And now that will put Demetri Crisantes up to the plate. Starting defense for Rancho. Carlos Rojas behind the plate. Meanwhile, at first, Cameron Decker. Elijah Hainline at second. Roman Diaz at short. Eduardo Guerrero at third. Meanwhile, outfield consists of Zaire Hope, Kendall George, Samuel Munoz, and Jose Mesa in the DH for today's ballgame. Now here is Demetri Crisantes, a two-run home run in his last at-bat on a ball that bounced off the window out in right center field. Manon gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch, and Crisantes will lift that one into center field, and it will go from one on-base leader to another. Kendall George is underneath it for the grab. There's now two down in the inning. And I talk about one leader to the other. Demetri Crisantes has gotten on base in 38 straight games. That is the second longest active streak in all of minor league baseball. The only guy with a longer on-base streak than anybody in all of the minor leagues is Kendall George. He's gone on base in now 39 straight games. Should say 40 as he got on base earlier via the walk. That pitch is on the outside and in there for a strike 0-1. I mean, put that into perspective if you're Kendall George. 40 straight games you've gotten on base, 30 days in a month. Swing and a miss here for Rangel Ortiz. So George has gone on base for now one full month straight in a week and a half. That is how long that streak has been. Same thing for Crisantes, who's now at 39. 0-2, two-way. Here's the deal home. And just losing his footing there was Lennon. Can't say I've seen that this year. You see something new every single day at the ballpark, and I don't know if Lennon's spike got stuck in the dirt or if he just kind of, if his feet just got tangled up. We'll take a look at the replay. And it looks like maybe that back right foot slipped on the way home. And now the pitching coach, Ron Troncoso, is going to make his way out to the mound. One more look at the replay here. And as he's going home, you see that back right heel kind of give way. And with how much weight is being put onto that back leg, as they get ready to deal home, I mean, just that little pivot by that right foot, he's going tumbling. And he saw it right there as now Lennon would get a couple warm-up swings, and it looks like he's ready to resume play once again.
Course is looking great. Thank you for always having us, and thank you for being here at Valley Strong Ballpark tonight. Section 119, Ridge Creek, Dinuba Golf Club.
So Lennon will get ready for pitch number 45 here in just a moment. Already a double here in this ball game. Lennon working from the right side of the slab. Here's the deal home. Ortiz, a good eye there, watches the miss downstairs for ball one. Can't look at the ball game yesterday for Ortiz, 0-4. 3-11 so far here in the series. One ball, two strikes, two away. Here comes the deal home from Lennon. And that one is ripped into center field. Kendall George will give it a run, but he won't be able to reach there in time. And Rangel Ortiz continues to see the ball well since joining Visalia in mid-May. And now brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. And a 2-for-2 ball game for the Rawhide third batter, Rangel Ortiz. Kenny enters this ball game 1-for-9. Now 1-for-10 after he lined back out the mound, Lennon, earlier in this ball game. Kenny Castillo betting 288 on the season. Here's the deal from Lennon, and that one is on the outside corner and in there for a strike, 0-1. And 288 batting average from Kenny is good for a top five batting average in all of the California League. 0-1 pitch on the way here to Castillo. Swung on and fouled backwards, so the count now 0-2. Only other players in front of him. One of them is on this Rawhide team, Andy Perez, who was with Fresno, 291. Rangel Ortiz batting 298 entering the day. Third highest batting average. And then two players that have played with Podesta, Milcar Perez, we saw last week, batting 300. And then Lázaro Montes, who was called up to Everett following the series in June, right here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The 0-2 pitch on the way here to Kenny Castillo. Here's a kick in the fire. And that one is outside for a ball, so the count now 1-2.
From Ebony, who's right there in front of section 203 right now. Winners will start to be announced in the fifth inning.
One ball, two strikes, two away by Sale out hitting Rancho 6-2 here in this ball game. Here's the deal home. That one is inside for a ball, and the count is now 2-2. Got Ryan Waldschmidt, who waits on deck here for Visalia. On looking to end the frame right here in bowl game that we're about an hour through so far. 2-2 pitch on the way. Kenny up the middle and unable to be hauled in by Wilman Diaz. Rounding second base, holding up there is Ortiz. And now runners on first and second, brings up the Kentucky Wildcat to the plate, Ryan Waldschmidt. See the effort there, just out of reach. That brings up Ryan Waldschmidt to the plate, who is 1-for-2 in yesterday's ball game, and a 4-for-8 series so far. A guy who's batting 500 here in the first three games of the series. An upcoming two-out pitch on the way to Waldschmidt, and that one's outside for a ball 1-0. Waldschmidt in his last at bat with a single. However, he would be caught stealing for the second out of inning number one. One ball, no strikes, two away. Waldschmidt gets ready for the pitch. Ladon gets ready for pitch number 53. And that's a breaking ball that goes in there for a strike, one and one. We got Ben McLaughlin, who waits on deck here for Visalia. Waldschmidt currently riding a four-game hitting streak. That's tied for the seventh longest active streak in the league. As now that pitch is outside for ball two, two and one. Waldschmidt looking for his third RBI of the season and give the Rawhide once again their second two-run lead of the ball game. 2-1 pitch on the way. That was a hard hit shot to left side. And Diaz will elect to go to Hainline at second, and the inning will come to conclusion. Visalia attacks on a pair of hits here in inning number three. However, unable to bring anybody home, and at the end of three innings of work, Visalia leads over Rancho 3-2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
To trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, and Casey Anderson is off to a blazing start to begin this ball game. Seven punchouts here in the first three innings of work. It ties his career high. He's looking for the career high right here in the inning as he faces off against Cameron Decker, Jose Mesa, and Wilman Diaz. That's 3, 4, and 5. The upcoming pitch on the way, and that one is outside for a ball. It's now 1-1. Cameron Decker batting 272, seven home runs and 33 RBIs. He starts to also look at the most strikeouts in a ball game by a Rawhide player this season, as that one's fouled directly backwards for strike number two. It was set by Denny Lerondo in his 11 strikeout ball game. As Decker will use his batter's timeout here and step out of the batter's box and reset. Talk about that 11 strikeout game from LaRonda. That was on June 20th against Lake Elsinore. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Eight strikeouts. A new career high for Casey Anderson. And there's one down here in the inning.
That's another man strikeout brought to you by Dean Diaz.
Second time in this ballgame, Cameron Decker has been sat down. And you look at the first three batters in the order for Rancho. Five strikeouts, one walk. So six plate appearances and five Ks. And now it brings up Jose Mesa to the plate, who flew out in his last at-bat. And that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. So and now Casey Anderson has struck out Kendall George, Zaire Hope, Cameron Decker, Carlos Rojas, Eduardo Guerrero and Elijah Hainline. It would have been easier to name the players that he hasn't struck out. Jose Mesa, Wilman Diaz, and Samuel Munoz. The 2-0 deal on the way from Anderson. And that one's upstairs for ball three. Going back to that point I was making a moment ago, Daniel LaRonda, that 11 strikeout game in June against Lake Elsinore. The most impressive ball game or performance I've seen, however, in a Rawhide uniform, you have to go back to last season, as that pitch is downstairs for ball four. A four-pitch walk from to Jose Mesa. You go back to last August 3rd, 2023, when Yasker Pimentel threw a web gem of a game, six innings of work, 14 strikeouts for Yasker Pimentel last August against Stockton. And Anderson's only here in inning number four, so what does he have in the tank? The one-out pitch on the way. That one swung on a miss, a big hack for Diaz. And he's quickly behind in the count, 0-1. I mean, you talk about top pitching performances. It's got to go Pimentel, LaRondo, and Anderson up to this point here in the top half of the fourth inning. This is pitch number 56 here in a moment. The 0-1 deal. And that one's a slow ground ball up the middle. It'd be fielded by De Leon. Throw to first. And it's wide of the bag. McLaughlin had to jump off. And now runners on first and second here with one away. Infield for Visalia consists of Ben McLaughlin at first, Christopher Green at second. And you got Yancel Luis at short and Dimitri Grisantis at third. And I mean, you look at that swing. It was off the very front end of the bat. And as a result, it goes down as Rancho's third hit of the ball game, the second for Diaz. So now runners on first and second with one away as Carlos Rojas digs in and struck out looking in his last at bat. Carlos Rojas was 2-for-4 in the ball game on Wednesday, 2-for-7 so far here in the series. Here's the pitch from Anderson, and that one is on the outside corner for ball one, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, one away. Carlos Rojas batting above the 300 mark at a 304 clip. Anderson looks at second base. Here's the deal home. And that one will get past the catcher, De Leon. Advance two runners in scoring position. So despite how clean of a ball game Anderson has had up to this point, all of a sudden the tying run is at third. And the go-ahead run stands at second here in inning number four. Two balls, no strikes, one away. Not to mention you got Samuel Munoz, who's had a home run in his last two games, currently waiting on deck. 2-0 with one away. Anderson will stare down Rojas, who get the signal from his catcher, De Leon. A 2-0 pitch on the way. Ground ball to the third base side and foul. Grisantis gave it a run. However, he runs out of space, and it's now a 2-1 count. Seven hits compared to three for Rancho. Might have gotten the scoring early here in this ball game, but with the way this series has gone, the way the Rawhide have played baseball here over the last few weeks, you got to think that a 3-2 ball game is not going to be enough to get you your second win of the series. Ground ball to the third base side. Luis will throw to third, and he'll get the lead runner out. Good heads-up defense for Yancel Luis. It's a second straight game where we've seen heads-up defense for Luis. Yesterday, he made the out at home plate. And now the assist over at third, two down in the inning. A run does come home to score, so it does make it a 3-3 ball game. But Luis does set up a force out at second and at first. You take a look at the replay there. Runner was in motion on a ground ball, and Diaz a victim of that ground ball. So Jose Mesa comes home to score. As Carlos Rojas will get credit for the RBI fielder's choice. Now swing on that one, and it's fouled off to the left side. So 0-1 with two away. Samuel Munoz gets ready for the deal. Anderson looks over his shoulder over at first base. 0-1 with two down. Here's the deal. And that one's on the outside corner and in there for a strike, 0-2. Samuel Munoz entered the day 1-for-6, so now you look at a series where he's 2-for-7, Both of those have been home runs. He's now up to five RBIs on just two hits in seven at-bats. One ball, two strikes, 2-2. Anderson looking for another punch-out to add to his resume. It'd be his ninth of the night. 1-2 pitch on the way. Hard ground ball to the right side. It sneaks past Doreen. It'd be scooped up by the right fielder, Ortiz. And now a two-out knock will bring up Eduardo Guerrero to the plate. So now the four hits in this ball game for Rancho have all been made by either Wilman Diaz or Samuel Munoz. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound. This mound is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. So Guerrero becomes the now sixth batter to step up to the plate here for
Josh Ward at?
For Rancho.
He's somewhere here in the ballpark. Josh Ward.
Eduardo Guerrero and Elijah Hainline, who are both now stepping up to the plate and on deck, have both struck out here in this ball game. And you got to think that's something that T-Mark is going out there to say on the mound. I mean, you've had eight strikeouts in this ball game. You're dealing with some traffic right now, but it's still a 3-3 ball game. You're just trying to get out of the inning with only one run allowed. I talked to pitching coach T-Mark the other day after Dominguez got out of a bases loaded jam with only one run allowed on Tuesday night. And he said when he went in there, he said what he told Dominguez with no outs and bases loaded, he said, just find your stuff and try to limit the damage to only one, two runs at most. Dominguez limited the damage to only one run. And he said in a situation like that, that's a win in the situation in an occurrence that could have been a lot worse than what it could have been. And right here, that's kind of one of those opportunities right here. Runners on first and second. Two down. They've already scored a run. But a strikeout, a ground out, or a flyout gets it through the frame, and it's 3-3 headed to the bottom of the fourth inning. Currently at the moment, you have Carlos Rojas at second. And Samuel Munoz at first, with Eduardo Guerrero at the plate. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, way out in front. Goes off speed. Expecting the fastball there, and the count is now 1-2. Take a look at the replay there. One ball, two strikes, 2-2. Anderson looking to send this ball game to the bottom half of inning number four. 1-2 pitch, check swing, foul off to the left side. This will be pitch number 69 in just a moment here from Anderson. And he stares down his batter, Guerrero. 1-2, 2-2. Here's the deal home. And that one is downstairs for ball two, 2-2. Eduardo Guerrero enters the day 2-for-7. And yesterday had a 1-for-3 day with a single. 2-2, two down. Anderson stares down. Guerrero gets ready for the pitch. Anderson once again glances at second and not fully convinced that nothing suspicious will happen, so Anderson will use the second disengagement of the at-bat and wait for Guerrero to wait a little bit longer right now. 2-2, 2-2. Tied up 3-3 in the top half of inning number four. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Casey Anderson, his ninth strikeout of the ballgame, continues to add on to a career-high night. We're at the bottom half of the fourth inning here in downtown Visalia. Rancho 3, Visalia 3. You're watching All Height Baseball on the MILB app.
Hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service.
Welcome back to Raleigh Baseball. We move into the bottom half of the fourth. Ben McLaughlin will lead things off. It'll be McLaughlin, Taurine, Rojas. First pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one. 1-0. Ben McLaughlin, last time out, he struck out looking. It's been the only strikeout of the ball game here for Sean Lennon. Here's a deer home to McLaughlin, and that one is fouled off to the left side. The count now 1-1. Looking at the stat line for Lennon, through three innings of work, seven hits, three earned runs, one K, including a two-run home run from Dimitri Crisantes. 1-1 deal, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-1. Ben McLaughlin batting 222 in his first couple games in a Rawhide uniform. Lennon gets ready for the deal home. As he holds up the chest, Taurine waits on deck. Here's the pitch. And that one is fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 2-2. We talked about plate discipline for McLaughlin and Waldschmidt so far. We talk about Ben's plate discipline so far this season. He's already drawn 9 walks in just 6 games played. He had 7 walks in the first 4 games of that Modesto series. Just to put into perspective, I mean, he's close to catching up to Kenny Castillo, who's got 16 through 73 games here in 2024. The 2-2 pitch on the way to McLaughlin, and that one is swung on and missed, strike 3. So Ben will be the second strikeout victim of the ball game here for Sean Lennon, and it brings up Christopher Taurine to the plate. Elevated fastball there, and now you got Taurine, who had a single back in inning number 2. One of 7 Rawhide hits so far here in this ball game. Lennon working with bases empty. Here's the deal home to Taurine, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. You look at Christopher Taurine's numbers, 2 for 12. So far in the series, including an 0-for-4 ball game yesterday where he had 3 strikeouts and an RBI. It was a sac fly that scored Visalia's first run of the ball game. And now he lifts this one into center field where Kendall George will be underneath it for the grab. And there's now 2 down here in the inning. That brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Last time out, he grounded into a 6-4-3 DP. Looking to avoid doing that right here. Rojas made his series debut last game. He was 2-for-3 with a pair of singles and a run. Here's the deal home, and that one is outside for 1-0. Adrian DeLeon awaits on deck. The speedy Anderson Rojas has already tried to lay down a bunt once in this ball game with bases empty. He's not a guy that's not uncommon to do that, but imagine him doing it here in a two-out situation here with bases empty. I mean, still plenty of ball game to go. Well, let's swing on the bat and see what you can produce. But it's the guy that does have home run pop. He's got five long balls so far on the season. 1-1 pitch on the way. Rojas is swinging and a miss. And loses his bat in the process.
Fans, don't forget to get your 50-50
now we'll likely gives the batter's time out to go get a little bit of pine tar on the throw of that bat. Always interesting to see what players select for their choice of grip. It's usually either that pine tar that they'll rub onto the barrel of the bat, or they'll go with the sticky spray. Cole Roberts was one of the primary players that used that spray substance. Meanwhile, for Rojas, likes to go with the pine tar on the on-deck circle. 1-2, a two-way. Here's a pitch home to Rojas, and that one is fouled off to the left side.
That's a quarter cent prize ball. Take that ball.
And it's crazy to think how sticky these bats actually are. Had a chance to feel a broken Miles Naylor bat during the Stockton series. I mean, you just put your hand on that, and your hand will stick quite a bit. That's how much tar is put onto those bats each and every single day. 1-2 pitch on the way. Rojas is swinging a miss, strike three, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So Sean Lennon, a pair of strikeouts in the inning, puts the Rawhide down in order and sends us to inning number five. Visalian Rancho knotted up at three. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Casey Anderson having himself a career high night. 9 punch outs here in the ballgame. That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. So far, batter, he's struck out twice. His three separate batters, Zaire Hope, Cameron Decker, Eduardo Guerrero. Elijah Hainline looking to avoid being a victim. He will. As I ground it over to Luis. Throw to first base is in time. One down in the frame. Sends it back to Kendall George at the top of the Quakes order. Casey Anderson now here working in inning number five. Not only will he continue this streak of now 4 straight games with 5 punchouts or more, he'll now be at the 4th straight game where he's gotten into the 5th inning. As that pitch is inside for a ball, it is 1-0. You have to go all the way back to July 19th against Inland Empire, where he had 3 2/3 innings of work. 4 hits and 4 earned runs in that ball game. As George will lift this one up to the left side. Ryan Walshman will give it a run. However, he'll run out of time and space as that one is fouled out of play for strike number 2. Kendall George struck out looking in his last at bat. He's 0-for-1 in the ball game. He's also drawn a walk in the first inning, expanding his on-base streak to now 40 straight games. We talked about earlier, both him and Chrysantis above 38 straight games getting on base. That's either a walk or a hit. 40 straight games that Kendall George has been able to do that. That is a guy who gets you on base almost every single night. The 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one is low for ball three, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one away. Anderson will stare down Kendall George, who's got 31 RBIs on the year, batting 278. A swing and a miss, strike two. So now a full count coming up here for Kendall George. Anderson looking to give Visalia their 10th punch out of the ball game here in inning number five. It's a Rawhide team who leads the league in strikeouts so far this year. They've struck out the most at 1,169. Payoff pitch on the way, strike three. Casey Anderson, his 10th strikeout of the ball game. And it's two down here in the inning. That strikeout brought to you by Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina, located in downtown Visalia. That is Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina. And now Anderson is one strikeout shy of the most punch-outs by a Rawhide player in a single game here this year. Denny Larondo had 11 on June 20, there we go, against Lake Elstorm in one of our shorter games of the season, a 2-1 game. Today's been a little different, a 3-3 ball game. And now Zaire Hope, a swing and a miss, and the count now 0-1. Here's the deal. That one's on the inside corner, and it's in there for a strike now, 0-2. Looking for the 11th punch out right here. Zaire Hope has struck out two times in this ball game. One swinging and one on a called strike three. 0-2, a two-way. Casey Anderson will stare down Zaire Hope. Here's the deal home. Fouled off to the left side. Live to see another pitch. Got Cameron Decker awaiting on deck. It is now a top three in the order who are a combined 0-for-6. With six strikeouts and a walk. 0-2 pitch on the way. Foul off to left side once again. Anderson has painted the corners five different times. Five called strike threes. Five swinging strikes. 0-2, a two-way. Zaire Hope bats from the left side. It's the right-on-left matchup. 0-2, a two-way. Here's the deal home. It's outside. Ball one, 1-2. Zaire Hope looking to fight back in this at-bat right here. 1-2, a two-way here in the top half of the fifth inning. 3-3 game. Here's Anderson's pitch. Ground ball to the right side. It's fielded by Torin on a knee. He'll pick up and throw to first base in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Halfway through at Valley Strong Ballpark, Rancho 3, Visalia 3. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Move to the bottom half of inning number five. It'll be Adrian DeLeon, Yunsel Luis, and Demetrio Cruzantes. Sean Lennon remains on the mound. First pitch swing. It's a broken bat flare shot to second. Underneath it is Elijah Hainline. He's there for the grab. One down here in the inning. And it brings up Yunsel Luis to the plate. Bottom half of inning number five. That gives us a chance to look at the California League School Board for the first time this evening. Yunsel Luis so far in the ball game, 1-4-2. We'll start off in Lake Elsinore after this upcoming pitch. Here's the deal on the way. And that one is on the outside corner in there for a strike. 0-1. Out of Diamond Stadium, Lake Inland Empire currently leads Lake Elsinore 2-1. That game is in the bottom half of inning number five. Here's the deal to Luis. And that one hits the left side of the infield. It'll sneak on through. So Luis has his second hit of the ball game. And now brings up Demetrio Cruzantes to the plate. Visalia is now up to eight hits in the ball game. And Cruzantes, he's been one of the hotter hitters so far in the month of August, gets a chance to dig in once again in a ballgame where he's 1-for-2. Going through the rest of the scores in the league, Stockton currently has an early 3-0 lead against San Jose. That ballgame is heading into the bottom of the third. And then lastly, at Chancy Park in Fresno, the Nuts have a 3-1 lead over the Grizzlies. Coming pitch on the way here to Demetrio. And that one's on the outside corner. 4-1, 1-0. Demetrio, 14 hits in the month of August. That is the second most on this Rawhide team. The only player with more is the guy on deck, Angel Ortiz, who has 15. The 1-0 pitch on the way here to Cruzantes. And that one's ripped into left field. It'll drop in for a base hit. Luis will round second base. He'll go over to third. Here comes the throw from Hope. It is cut off. Cruzantes will slide feet first into second base. And it is a one-out double for Cruzantes. It's Visalia's ninth hit of the ballgame. And here comes Angel Ortiz to the plate. Good piece of hitting there. Turns on an inside pitch and rips it down the left field line. And Yunsel Luis, who has two triples in the month of August, shows off his speed going first to third. And here is Angel Ortiz. I mentioned him just a moment ago when he was on deck. 15 hits in the month of July. He's already 2-for-2 here in the ballgame. Infield will play in for Rancho. First pitch on the way. Popped up into left field. Will it be enough to score Luis? Zaire Hope is underneath it. He'll line it up. Here comes a throw home. It will be on time and online. What a throw by Zaire Hope. And it's an inning-ending double play to end five innings of work. Visalia 3, Rancho 3. We got a good hand, good game on hand here on this Friday night. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILBF.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys.
keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Ride Baseball here on the MILB app. We move to the top half of inning number six. Cameron Decker, Jose Mesa, Wilman Diaz due up. A new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia ends a career-high night for Casey Anderson. And this pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom. And bye-bye, Bugs. That pitch is outside for ball one.
Let's
say ball two now after there was an automatic ball violation called against Otano. So Otano, the new pitcher in the ball game, as that pitch is on the outside corner. We'll go through his numbers in a moment. But first off, we go through Casey's night. What a day he had. Five innings of work, four hits, three earned runs, 10 strikeouts and two walks. And now ground ball to the third base side is scooped up by Crisantes. Throw across the diamond is in time. A good throw there by Demetrio. And now one down in the inning brings up Jose Mesa to the plate. But talking about Penny Lotano, so far in 2024, he is 3-0 with a 1.13 ERA. 11 games played in so far with the Rawhide. 16 innings pitched, 19 strikeouts, and 7 walks for Penny Lotano. So you got Jose Mesa at the plate, who's 0-1 in the ball game. Here comes the deal from Otano, and that one is fouled directly backwards.
Well, we got another
off the glove of Adrian De Leon.
There's the Duran family here from Napa Valley. Duran family, all the way from Napa Valley.
Jose Mesa walked in his last at-bat. He would end up scoring a run as well. 0-1 with one away. Here's the deal home, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-1. Official announced attendance tonight. 2,526 crowding in to watch some Rawhide baseball on the first Friday of the new school year. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball 2-2-1. You look at the games in August with 2,000 fans. Only one of those. It was a game against Stockton Latin two Saturdays ago. 2-1 with one away. Here comes the deal to Mesa. Ground ball up the middle. Otano will leap up, and he'll have an overhand toss over to first base in time. So it'll be over the 1-3 ground out, bringing up Wilman Diaz to the plate. There's the numbers for Penny Lotano, 3-0 with the 1.13 ERA, 19 strikeouts and 7 walks. He originally started off the year with High A Hillsborough. He was 1-1 with a 7.64 ERA, 17 and 2/3 innings of work. However, he did struggle with his command, 18 walks and 13 strikeouts at the High A level. Now that pitch is outside for a ball 1-0. Otano in his fourth year. in the Diamondbacks organization 2021. He was sent to the DSL before he would arrive stateside in 2022 with the Rawhide. At the time, he was 3-7 with a 5.86 ERA. Opponents were batting .297 against Tano. That was the worst opponent batting average of his career. 2-0, a two-way. As that pitch is outside for a ball, so the count is out 3-0. Roman Diaz, 2-for-2 so far in the ball game. With a pair of singles and a run. 3-0 pitch on the way. That one's downstairs for Otano. But it will be just the third walk of the ball game. Bring up Carlos Rojas to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Celia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Carlos Rojas struck out looking back in the second. Also a victim of a fielder's choice back in inning number four. Two out deal on the way, and that one is outside for a ball. Count now 1-0. Carlos Rojas, 2-for-4 in the ball game on Wednesday, and looking to recreate that kind of offense that he had the other night. 1-0 deal, and that one is in there for a strike, and the count now 1-1. Carlos Rojas, 38 RBIs on the season, and he had the go-ahead run currently standing over at first base. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, and the count is now 1-2. Currently have Samuel Munoz waiting on deck, who's had himself a nice ball game already. Five total bases with a two-run home run and a single. One ball, two strikes, two away. Upcoming pitch on the way here to Carlos Rojas. And that one's a half swing. Does he go around? He does not. So the count is out 2-2. Take a look at the replay. Able to barely hold on there. So the count now 2-2. Upcoming pitch on the way here from Carlos Rojas. And that one is bounced in for ball three, 3-2. So Adrian De Leon will make his way from behind home plate. And give the instructions here to his infield as we're ready to resume play once again. Here's the pitch from Otano, hit to the right side. He'll sneak through the infield. It'll be scooped up by Ortiz, going from first to third as Diaz. He'll get there safely. It'll be cut off by Yancel Luis. Runners on the corners now here for Samuel Munoz.
Final play, number 36, Samuel Munoz.
Perfectly hit ball. Now Penny Otano in a bit of a jam as now pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. So T-Mark likely saying he got a force out at either first or second. Just got to find a way to work yourself out of the jam right here.
Out on the Coors Light lookout, we want to look out hello in the house.
And Rawhide bullpen out there in
the
right field.
Hey, turn around, you'll be on camera if you turn around, Factory Salon. There we go. Welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark tonight, folks.
So now you got Samuel Munoz getting ready to step up to the plate. First pitch of the at-bat on the way. That one is in the dirt. He does go around, so the count is now 0-1. With two-way here in the top half of the sixth inning. Tied up 3-3. However, Rancho looking for their first lead of the night. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the right side and foul. So the count now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two-way. Ready for the deal home to Samuel Munoz. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Penny Lotano gets his first strikeout of the ball game, and an important one at that as it keeps it a 3-3 ball game heading into the bottom half of the sixth inning. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Kenny Castillo gets ready for the first pitch of the at-bat. And that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch on the way here to Kenny Castillo. And that one is hit into center field. Charging in is Kendall George. He's unable to get there in time. A lead-off base hit for Kenny Castillo. And it brings up Ryan Walshmit to the plate.
625-3636.
Now an opportunity here for the Rawhide to score early in the frame. Ryan Walshmit now at the plate for the third time here in this ball game. And here's the deal, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Ryan Walshman in this ball game, a single and a force out to end inning number three. Coming 1-0 deal on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-1. Bottom half of the sixth inning, we'll get ready to go through the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Walshman will get ready for the deal home. On holds at the belt, here's the deal home. And that one's on the inside corner in there for a strike 2-1. So at the high A level in the bottom half of the seventh inning, Hillsborough currently has a 2-0 lead against the Eugene Emeralds. Meanwhile, at the double A level, the San Antonio Mission defeat Amarillo, final score 3-2. Coming 2-1 pitch on the way. That one is inside for a ball, 3-1. San Antonio combined for a team no-hitter yesterday. In the shutout loss against Amarillo, Yasmir Alvarez, who is on the Visalia opening day roster, has moved out to double-A Amarillo. Except for the loss earlier today, 0-3. However, a very impressive 2.08 ERA. Ground ball to the right side, a chance to turn 2-4-6. And that ball is thrown, and it's going to bounce off of Kenny's helmet. And hopefully everybody's all right there on the transfer. I don't know if Kenny got hit in the forehead or if that ball hit the helmet, and now the middle infielder Wilman Diaz appears to be hurt. That was a scary sight to see on the transfer, on the attempted DP. That's Wilman Diaz currently getting his wrist checked out. You already see that tape on that right wrist, and you saw the helmet pop off of Kenny Castillo on the throw. Officially go down as a fielder's choice. You see athletic trainer Catwood A checking in on Kenny. She quickly raced out of that Rawhide dugout to make sure Kenny was all right. Here's a look at the replay. Ground ball to the right side, and it's a bang-bang play. Kenny's trying to slide to get there safely, and as Diaz transfers the throw, he throws that ball straight into the helmet of Kenny Castillo, and you see that C-flap snap in half and fly off. I mean, you think about how hard Diaz is throwing that ball over to first base. I mean, that's straight wrist into the side of the helmet. I see him. Kenny pointing, giving the thumbs up sign over to Diaz. It appears both those guys are all right. That's a good thing to see. And Kenny's all right. Diaz is all right. That's already the second broken C-flap that a Rawhide base runner or hitter has had over the last 2 weeks. Anderson Rojas last week, he took a fastball straight at what would have been the jaw. The C-flap luckily protected it, snapped his flap in half, and Catwood A had to come check in on him, and now Wilman Diaz breaks Kenny's on the transfer over to first base. Diaz getting a couple of practice throws here. Here's another look at the replay. Ground ball over to second. It was a quick transfer there by Hainline. And yeah, that ball's thrown right at the side of Kenny Castillo's helmet. And here's a look in real time, and that's a scary look. Just the way that exploded with how quickly Diaz went down. And I was afraid that Kenny, you know, with him sliding in, maybe that hit him in the exposed part of the forehead. But everybody appeared all right, and now Ben McLaughlin will get ready to step up to the plate in a one-out scenario. Ben McLaughlin, 0-for-2 in the ball game with a pair of strikeouts. Here comes the deal home. And that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-0. Lastly, at the AAA level, the Reno Aces defeat the El Paso Chihuahuas. Final score, 4-2. And then lastly, at the major league level, the D-backs fall short in their ball game against Tampa Bay as Rays walk it off. The 1-0 pitch fouled off to the left side, and the count now 1-1. And earlier today, or all weekend long, I should say, the return of MLB Players Weekend for the first time since 2019. Custom bats, cleats, nicknames for a lot of the players this weekend. As a pickoff attempt over at first, diving back in safely. The Players Cap, Players Weekend features customized hats with fun numbers on the side of the players' hats. Also custom cleats, Shohei Ohtani having his dog on his cleats for this weekend for the Dodgers. As that pitch is upstairs for a ball, 2-1. Also the custom bats, and there were plenty of them today, including Bobby Witt Jr., including Pablo Sanchez, bat from Backyard Baseball. A 2-1 deal. And that one is outside for ball 3-1. Arizona Diamondback Jock Peterson with the yellow Crayola crayon bat earlier today. There were a couple other bats as well. Harrison Bader rocking a pink crayon bat as well. Three balls and a strike with one away. Here comes the pitch to McLaughlin, and he takes that one at the knees for strike number two. Tampa Bay had the Tom and Jerry cleats. Ryan Jeffers rocking with the pencil bat. Too bad we can't see that here at the minor league level. Payoff pitch on the way. McLaughlin a swing and a miss. Strike three. So he'll be retired for the second out of the inning. Third time McLaughlin's been set down. And brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. Torin, 1-for-2 in the ballgame. Michael Harris to second with the Atlanta Braves. Rocked with a Spider-Man and Toy Story bat. And some players paying homage to their schools. Along with Hunter Goodman, who played with Memphis, had a bat that said Tigers on it with the Memphis logo. First pitch on the way to Torin. And that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Also, Jackson Merrill to San Diego Padres, a glow-in-the-dark Star Wars bat. 1-1, no strikes, 2-2. Here's the upcoming pitch on the way to Christopher Torin. That one's outside for ball 2-2-0. Fun to see Major League Baseball having fun with the players and letting them be able to express themselves for the weekend. Not to mention also this weekend is the Little League Classic game with the New York Yankees competing in that. As that pitch is outside for ball 3-3-0. Little League World Series getting started earlier this week with Mexico throwing a combined no-no in the first international game. As that pitch is on the way and in there for a strike, the count now 3-1. And the New York Yankees and Detroit Tigers on Sunday Night Baseball. Starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. local. 3-1 with 2-2. Here's the pitch to Torin. And that one is lifted into center. Coming in is Kendall George. It's a long run. Helmet pops off, or hat pops off, sunglasses as well. But he's there for the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. We're through 6 innings of work here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rancho and Visalia all knotted up at 3. You're watching Raw Hate Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
And Valley Strong.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number 7, where it'll be Eduardo Guerrero, Elijah Hainline, Kendall George do appear in the inning. 8, 9, and 1 do appear in the 7th. Continuing on the topic of Players Weekend and around Major League Baseball, Lars Nootbaar having himself a pretty cool weekend. On the bottom of his bat, on the cap of the bat, he had a photo of him and his mom. Those are pretty cool. Little touch to the bat. Ground ball to the right side. Charging in is Torin. He'll gather and throw to first base in time. So Guerrero now 0-for-3 in the ballgame. Also this weekend, they opened the Nootbaar. Presented by Budweiser. Obviously, Lars Nootbaar. Fit perfectly in with the last name. Cool little bar added for the St. Louis Cardinals. Fun weekend round of Major League Baseball. As we're returning here to downtown Visalia in the top half of the 7th inning Elijah Hainline takes that first pitch on the way outside for ball one. 1-0. Elijah Hainline, the former Oregon State Beaver. The 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one has bounced downstairs for ball 2-2-0. And it was actually Oregon State and Kentucky who faced off against each other in the Lexington Super Regional, with the winner of that going to the College World Series. Ryan Waldschmidt's Kentucky Wildcats got the best of that affair and were sent to the CWS. As that pitch is outside for ball 3-3-0, but several big stars played in that ball game. The Electric Kentucky, Ryan Waldschmidt, the 31st overall pick in a ball game that Kentucky would win 10-0 in the second game of the Super Regional. And then for Oregon State, they had Travis Bazana, the first overall pick to the Cleveland Guardians. Elijah Hainline, who was picked up by the LA Dodgers. The upcoming pitch on the way, that one is outside for ball 4. They also had Micah McDowell, a 17th round draft pick selected by the Miami Marlins. I mean, you just talk about four position players right there who were drafted in just one series of college baseball. Also, Aiden May was a relief pitcher in that ball game for Oregon State as well in that Super Regional. He was drafted in the second round by the Miami Marlins as well. So lots of major league talent in the 2024 Lexington Regional. As now brings up Kendall George to the plate in a 1-0 count. Here's the deal. That one's ripped into right center field, but underneath it should be Angel Ortiz. He's there for the grab. And Kendall has now been retired in three straight at-bats and brings up Zaire Hope to the plate, who's 0-for-3 here in the ballgame. Penny Lotano, 30 pitches. This would be his 31st here in a moment. Zaire Hope currently on a four-game hitting streak, but that's at risk at the moment, as he struck out twice and he's grounded out once in this ball game. So two down in the frame. Zaire Hope gets ready for the pitch. And here's the deal. And yeah, that one is inside, yeah, for ball like one, 1-0.
Jim in 203, I'm going to go 675. It's now 675 because of that guy with the beard. That's you, buddy.
Oh, and one with two down here in the top half of inning number 7. And Otano will have the pickoff attempt as Hainline continues to jump around over there at first base. Zaire Hope will get ready for the pitch, and that one is right in there for a strike. Count now 0-2. Series currently favors Rancho at the moment, 2-1. It's a season series at the moment that Rancho leads 11-10. Ground ball to the right side, fielded by Tureen. Underhand toss to Luis, and the inning will come to conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the bottom half of the 7th here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Quake 3, Ride 3. You're watching Ride Baseball on the MILB app.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can...
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of inning number 7. It'll be Anderson Rojas, Adrian DeLeon, and Yancel Luis. Rojas so far in this ballgame 0-for-2 with a inning-ending DP and a strikeout swinging back in the fourth. It's been a Rawhide team who has sprinkled base hits throughout the ballgame, 1 in the 6th, 2 in the 5th, another pair in the 3rd, and 3 in the 1st. As that pitch is low and in there for a strike, 2-1. Anderson Rojas, we've talked about his stolen base abilities with 30 on the year, 6th in the California League. As that pitch is on the way and downstairs for a ball, 3-1. But Rojas, he hasn't had a stolen base since August 6th, so it's been a couple of days now. That's 10 days to be exact since Rojas has had his last stolen base. 3-1 pitch on the way. That one's inside for ball 4. So maybe here's a chance right here as he gets on base for the first time in this ballgame. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by CLA's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And a new pitcher in the ballgame here for Rancho Cucamonga is the right-hander, Marco Corcho. Pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. That pitch is inside for ball 1-0. Second year in the Dodgers organization for Corcho, where he spent time in the DSL last summer, where he was 2-1 with a 4.43 ERA through 18 games, 29 strikeouts, and 8 walks. This is just his third game for Rancho Cucamonga. As that pitch is downstairs for ball 2, and all of a sudden, the catcher Carlos Rojas is going to make his way from behind home plate and have a word with his new relief pitcher. Sean Lennon is checked out of the ballgame, so now both teams are officially into the bullpen. Lennon, 6 innings of work, 10 hits and 3 earned runs, 4 strikeouts in today's ballgame with no walks and a home run allowed. 2 balls, no strikes, no outs. A runner on first for Visalia. Yancel Luis awaits on deck. That is the top of the Rawhide order. Visalia just 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position here in this game. The 2-0 pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike. It's now 2-1. Visalia last night, 1-for-10. They have struggled with runners in scoring position throughout this series despite a 9-3 win on Wednesday night. They were 4-for-17 in that ball game. And then you look at Tuesday night, they were 3-for-13. Room for improvement right here, but a chance to get runners on first and second with no outs. 3 balls, 1 strike. This will be the 10th pitch of the ball game for Corcho, and DeLeon will foul that one off of his foot as he'll try to stretch it out here, and now he's very limp getting up and walking around. Never a comfortable feeling for a player. It looks like it was bounced right off of that front toe, and DeLeon just trying to kind of hop it off and recover from it. 3 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. The pain gives way, and DeLeon steps back into the batter's box. Visalia out hitting Rancho, 10 hits to 5. Payoff pitch on the way, outside. And that will allow Anderson Rojas to jog over to second base. Runners on first and second here for Yancel Luis. Back-to-back walks. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Now the pitching coach, Ramon Troncoso, is going to make his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia.
Happy birthday, Chris.
So we talk about Yansel Ruiz so far in the month of August. He's tied for the second most hits. He's got 14. The only players with more, Dimitri Krasantis with 14 as well, and Angel Ortiz with 15. So now Troncoso will jog back over to the first base dugout, and Ruiz will get ready to dig in. The only rawhide switch hitter for this Visalia club, and he's already 2-for-3 in the ball game with a pair of singles and a 5-3 ground out.
Welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark.
If there was a time for a base hit, it would be right now to give Visalia their second lead of the night. We've been tied up since the top half of the fourth inning. Here's the deal home. Ruiz pulls back the bunt. The count is now 1-0. Ruiz, two triples in the month of August for this Rawhide team. That is the most by any Rawhide player here in the first 16 days of the month. Ruiz, 24 total bases this month. That also leads this Rawhide club. And now the first baseman, Cameron Decker, was about halfway down the first base line when that ball was released. And the count is out 2-0. This could be a huge opportunity for a walk right here. 2-0 pitch. Ruiz tries to lay down the bunt. And that one is foul tip back into the catcher's glove, Carlos Rojas. And the count is out 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Dimitri Krasantis awaits on deck. Not a bad group of guys to have due up here. Angel Ortiz, who's in the hole, has the fourth best batting average in all of the California League. Yansel Ruiz leads the team in hits all season long with 115. All it takes is one swing of the bat. 3-1 pitch on the way. Ground ball to the right side. What a pick by Decker to second for one. No transfer to first base. But what a snag by Decker. It's a run-saving force out at second base. One down, preserves the double play, and brings up Dimitri Krasantis to the plate. Take a look at the replay there. A screamer off the bat, and with how close Decker is, I don't even know how, one, he got leather on that ball, and two, how he was able to recover the ball. So De Leon out at second. Rojas is at third. The first pitch of the at-bat on the way to Demetrio, and that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. Krasantis, five total bases in this ball game, a two-run home run in the first, and a single back in the fifth. 1-0 with one away. Here's the deal to Demetrio, and he takes that one inside for ball two, 2-0. You take a look at the replay earlier. Here's a two-run home run. The ball left on the outside part of the plate, and Krasantis goes opposite field and banks it off the roof of the barn in right center. 2-0 with one away. Here's the deal to Demetrio, and he takes a breaking ball upstairs for ball three, 3-0. A guy who's not afraid to draw a walk. He's at 13 already in the month of August. That leads his Rawhide club. He'll draw a walk for you, and you got Angel Ortiz who can drive the ball for you. 3-0 pitch on the way. Inside ball four. Krasantis draws a walk. Bases are loaded for Visalia, and here comes Angel Ortiz to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Krasantis, a three total base game, or three times he's gone on base in this game, and now it brings up Angel Ortiz, who had a base hit in his first two at-bats. Biggest opportunity for Visalia of the ball game. Here's a one-out pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Corcho, a big, big situation right here. The one pitch on the way. Ortiz, a good eye, watches it miss downstairs for ball one, 1-1. Last time Marco Corcho was on the mound was last week against Fresno in a ball game where he went two innings of work, allowed no earned runs, and only walked one batter. It's a little bit different right now. 1-1 with one away. Here's the deal home. Ortiz slides out of the way. It's 2-1. Three free passes here in the inning for Corcho. Signed as a free agent on July 3rd of 2022. 2-1 with one away. That one's lifted into center field. Will it be enough to score Rojas from third? And it's going to drop in for a base hit. A collision out in left center field. Rojas will score. Luis will score. Chris Sanchez will be held at third. Two runs home to score. And Visalia leads 5-3 here in the bottom half of the inning. That ball dropped as perfectly as they come. You see the shortstop Diaz make his way out there. Zaire Hope came by, and he got tripped up on the right ankle of Kendall George. And now there's still a player down. It appears it's George out in center field. Now it looks like the majority of the nine players playing the infield are playing the field and are going to go check in on him out in center field. Now Kendall getting up to his seat at least. Hopefully he's all right here as Zaire Hope was the one who collided with them. I mean, George was a little bit later, Hope was earlier, and the two of them just kind of crash ankles into one another. And as a result, two runs come home to score. Here's a look at the replay. And you see Zaire Hope run right into that right leg of Kendall George. Saw a look at it there, and hopefully he's all right. As Kendall now up to 2 feet. Still very slow here under his own power. See if he stays in the ball game. Kendall George has been a very fun player to watch so far this season. For Rancho, a first-round draft pick by LA last summer's MLB draft. Now to bring the card out here to help assist George off the field. That'll assist Kendall George into the cart. We'll card him off the field.
I hope
that Kendall is all right. The young 19-year-old phenom out of Humble, Texas. Drafted with the 36th pick of last summer's MLB draft by the LA Dodgers. Out of Atascocita High School. Having to be helped off the field after a collision on a little bloop shot out in the left center field. We wish the best for Kendall George. As that will have a change here in outfield. Number five, Eduardo Quintero, checking into the ball game. We'll take a look on it just one more time. Just see Zaire Hope collide with Kendall. Those are two guys running at full speed to try to catch a little pop-up and a chance to keep this ball game 3-3. And, I mean, we've seen these guys put their bodies on the line for wins this year. Both guys is trying to put it all out on the line. Unfortunately, ends up taking George out of the ball game as you take a look here at Zaire Hope out in left field. They go down as a two-run RBI base hit for Ortiz. It'll go down as a double. Both Luis and Rojas come up to score. Santos now standing at third base, and after the long stoppage of play, Marco Corcho will get a couple warm-up pitches here, with Kenny Castillo getting ready to step up to the plate. Visalia now just 6 outs away from capturing the second win of the series, and it would bring them back within 2 games of Rancho if they find a way to pull off this win. On top of that, with Lake Elsinore trailing last time we checked, if that result stays fair, the Rawhide and Storm would be tied up 2 games with 20 games left to go in the regular season. Lake Elsinore obviously won the first half, so they clinched the spot in the California League playoffs. So as a result, that leaves either Rancho or Visalia a spot to clinch. The winner of the second half automatically goes in. After that, it goes to, if Lake Elsinore finishes in first, it would go to the second place team. If both Visalia and Rancho were to be tied at that point in time, then it would go down to a tiebreaker of best overall record, which at the moment, Rancho currently has the best record compared to Visalia. They're 58-51. Meanwhile, for the ride, they're 54-56. And Kenny Castillo would drop a walk. And once again, we'll have bases loaded with Ryan Waldschmidt getting ready to step up to the plate. Fourth walk of the inning here for Corcho. And we'll see if this will be the end of the ball game. It will be. Manager John Shoemaker was ejected in the first two innings, so Troncoso will be the new acting manager, and we will have a pitching change. That's the bench coach, Cordell Hippolito, and that will be the end of the ballgame for Marco Corcho. Visalia 5, Rancho 3, one down here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. When we come back, we'll have the new pitcher. You're watching Rawhide Baseball here on the MILBF.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. New pitcher in the ballgame here for Rancho Cucamonga is right-hander number 10, Dylan Figueredo. Just recently called up for Rancho earlier this week. Dylan Figueredo, so far in the ACL, he was 1-0 with a 1.84 ERA. This is his 14th game of the year. First year with Rancho. And he comes in a big opportunity. Bases loaded here with one down. The pitch on the way to Ryan Waldschmidt, and that one's on the outside corner in there for a strike 0-1. Waldschmidt now on a five-game hitting streak, 1-for-3 so far in the ball game. Upcoming pitch on the way to Waldschmidt, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-1.
I think it's a team-side helmet, right? Team-side helmet.
Waldschmidt's Kentucky Wildcats went on to play in the 2024 College World Series before having their season ended against the Florida Gators. Ground ball to the left side, a chance to turn two. 6-4, that's all it'll be. Crisantas will come home to score. It'll be an RBI fielder's choice for Ryan Waldschmidt. And now another run is tacked on. Visalia leads this ball game 6-3 here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. That was a really tough ball to turn two on. Ground ball to the left side. You see the momentum going towards third base, and Wilman Diaz tossed to Elijah Hainline. Now brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate, who's so far hitless in this game. First pitch swinging, fouled backwards, and the count is now 0-1.
Again, final call for the merch raffle. The salesperson's right there in front of section 205 with the helmet and the jersey.
We got Angel Ortiz at third, Waldschmidt at first, runner in motion, and Ryan Waldschmidt will have the stolen base. Now another two runners here in scoring position here for Visalia. Ryan now up to 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Ben McLaughlin looking for his fifth RBI of the year as he swings and foul tips that one backwards. So the count is now 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. McLaughlin called out a strike three in the first. And then since then, he's been struck out swinging. That pitch is high and outside for ball two. They appeal over to the base umpire. McLaughlin does not go around, and the count is now 2-2. McLaughlin's Arkansas Razorbacks, a team that had their season ended in the Fayetteville Regional against Southeast Missouri State. And a swing and a miss for McLaughlin on a ball in the dirt. Fourth time he's been struck out in this ball game, but by Rawhide bring up eight batters to the plate and score three runs in the bottom half of inning number seven. Visalia 6, Rancho 3. We'll step aside to watch Rawhide baseball on the MILB app.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no...
Well, back to Rawhide baseball. Another product out of the SEC will step up to the mound for the Rawhide. It'll be the left-hander, Jake Fitzgibbons. One pitch on the way. That one is swung on, foul tipped, and the count now 0-2. So Jake Fitzgibbons, the southpaw, 5'11", 175, the 20-year-old out of Glen Ridge, New Jersey. And now a batter's violation going to be called against Cameron Deckers. So with Rancho down to their final six outs, that's an easy first punch out here for Jake Fitzgibbons. One down here in the inning.
How about it? Number 35.
Fitzgibbons is already ready on the mound. I saw the umpire call the violation before he was even stepped into the box. So long at bat there, or long step in there, leads to the out. And now the count 0-1 here for Jose Mesa. So now three pitches, three strikes, and a strikeout. That pitch is outside for ball one, 1-1. Jake Fitzgibbons started off the year in Visalia before he would be placed on the... before he was assigned to the ACL. On April 21st, he was placed on the 60-day IL before eventually being activated on July 12th. He had pitched four games out in the Complex League before he would return back to Visalia on August 8th. In a ball game where he pitched one inning, one hit, no earned runs, and a pair of strikeouts against the Nuts. 1-2 pitch on the way. That one is upstairs for ball two, 2-2. 2-2. 2024 season where with the ACL he was scoreless through four innings of work. And now that one's on the outside corner. Strike three called. And Jake Fitzgibbons will strike out Jose Mesa looking for the second out of the inning. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. The numbers for Jake Fitzgibbons in 2024, no decisions with a 9.64 ERA, 4 2/3 innings of work with 7 punchouts and 6 walks. And now that one is in there for a strike, so the count is now 0-1. All right, lead this ball game by 3. 6-3 is your score. As that one's lifted into center field, Anderson Rojas will have a fairly easy play on it for the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. 3-3 three down for Jake Fitzgibbons. He is scoreless since he has returned to the Rawhide. Right at the bottom half of the eighth inning, Visalia 6, Rancho 3. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILBF.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Kauai Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Life. At the plate, number 8, Christopher Torrey.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of the 8th inning. Christopher Torrey will lead things off. First pitch on the way. And that one is in there for a strike. 0-1. It remains Dylan Figueredo on the mound for Rancho. Meanwhile, it'll be Christopher Torrey, Anderson Rojas, and Adrian DeLeon, 7, 8, and 9 due up. And that one's fouled directly backwards for strike number one. And here, grab by our fan here on the right side. Went right through the hands. Count now, 0-2. Yeah, Christopher Torrey so far in this ball game, 1-for-3 with a single and a pair of flyouts into center field. Here's the deal home from Figueredo, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Incoming pitch on the way from Figueredo. Here's a 1-2 pitch, and that one's on the outside corner for ball two, 2-2. Christopher Torrey entered the day 248. We've seen him as of lately kind of bounce around throughout the Rawhide batting order. We saw him yesterday at the 2 spot after the falling the 0-for-4 ball game, moving him back down in the order. But this one driven into right field, back at the wall, and it's going to bounce off the Michelob Ultra sign out in right center. Torrey will hold up at second base, and it is a leadoff double for the Rawhide second baseman as Anderson Rojas gets ready to dig in for the third time tonight.
All right, fans, while Anderson Rojas comes up to bat, we're going to put that 50-50 winning ticket up on the video.
That ball sounded good off the bat, and it looked good as well. Kind of took an odd hop. A good recovery there by Samuel Munoz.
7-1-3, that is your raffle ticket. take it to the balance cover team score where you can collect your prize.
They got Anderson Rojas at the plate, who is 0-2 in the ball game. And the 6-4-3 DP is strikeout and a walk. That walk did lead to one of three Rawhide runs in the bottom half of the seventh inning. And now this pitch is grounded to the left side. Scooped up by Guerrero. He looks at first base for the out. I was holding up at second was Torin. So now one down in the inning brings up Adrian De Leon to the plate. I wonder what the situation is going to be. Are they going to lead Fitzgibbons in for the six-out save? Or are they going to like to go to the bullpen? And I would likely think in a save situation, they would likely go with either Edgar Isaiah or Sam Nolden. The pitch on the way. That one is outside for a ball. So the count is now 1-0. For Rancho, it'll be Carlos Rojas, Samuel Munoz, Eduardo Guerrero. Out of the three names I just mentioned, they have combined for three hits. Two of them come from Samuel Munoz, who had the two-run home run back in the second inning. That brought Rancho within a run at the time. Isaiah has had 12 hits so far in this ballgame. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they have had five. A 6-3 game here in the bottom half of inning number eight. Here's the deal home from Figueroa, and that one's on the outside corner in there for strike two and one. De Leon yesterday, 1-for-3 at the plate. To get ready for the deal home, here's the pitch. Ground ball to the left side once again. A difficult play. It'll be backhanded, but no throw from Diaz. And now runners on first and second for Visalia's 13th hit of the ballgame. 3-6. That walk brought to you by Gus's Body Shop. If you've been in a collision, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at Gus Body Shop by Salia. So it's one down here in the inning. You have runners at first and second for Yancel Luis, who is 2-for-4 in the ballgame for the pair of singles and a run. Luis had 115 hits entering the day. He's now up to 117. And he's got a chance to tack on a couple more insurance runs and get Visalia back within two games with 20 games to go starting tomorrow night. One out pitch on the way. Outside ball one, 1-0. Luis's 115 hits entering the day was 10 less than Andy Perez of Fresno with 125. Here's the deal to Luis. That one is outside for a ball. That's now 2-0. It's combined for 175 total bases this year. That is 13 less total bases than Andy Perez. Two balls, no strikes, one away. Here's the deal to Luis, and he gets a piece of that one and fouls it backwards for strike number one. Two balls, one strike, one away. Visalia, 13 hits compared to Rancho's five. The glance at second is from Figueroa. Here's the deal home. Downstairs, inside, ball three, 3-1. Rancho, if you look at the first six innings of this ball game, they had zero walks. In inning number seven alone, they had four. Pitch on the way to Luis. That one's ripped on a line to second. Throw to first in time. Good hit, wrong spot, and the inning will come to conclusion. We're to the top half of the ninth inning. Visalia 6, Rancho 3. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILBF.
Have the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a...
In 37 collegiate and professional ball games, Jake Fitzgibbons has had zero save opportunities. And with 21 games left to go here in the California League season, Jake Fitzgibbons enters a save opportunity and looking to get the six-out save right here. The Rawhide lead this ball game 6-3. Here's the deal home, and that one is fouled off to the right side. The count now 1-1. Due up for Rancho in the top half of the ninth inning, Carlos Rojas, Samuel Munoz, and Eduardo Guerrero. Carlos Rojas, a single and an RBI so far to his name. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Downstairs, ball 2, 2-1.
We got a winner? Let's go. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Seven professional games for Jake Fitzgibbons. And meanwhile, during his time at Tennessee, in 2021, 22, and 23, that pitch is upstairs and in there for a strike 2-2. He pitched 27 and two-thirds innings of work and received three saves and zero losses as his time as a Volunteer. A big 2-2 pitch on the way from Fitzgibbons. Here's the deal home. Ground ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by the first baseman, McLaughlin. He'll step on first base himself. There's one down here in the inning. Jake Fitzgibbons has already had a pair of strikeouts here in this ball game, and he's looking to get two more right here with Samuel Munoz stepping up to the plate. Samuel Munoz, 2-for-3 in the ball game, the two-run home run and the single as well. Fitzgibbons gets ready for the deal home. Munoz bats from the left side. The left-on-left matchup, here's the deal home, and that one is in there for a strike. The count is now 0-1. Fitzgibbons has looked really good since returning from the Complex League at the beginning of August. 0-1 with one down. Here's the pitch home, and it is misses inside, ball 1, 1-1. Upcoming pitch on the way here to Samuel Munoz. Foul ball to the left side. Count now 1-2. Samuel Munoz against left-handed pitching, batting 148 with 9 hits in 61 at-bats. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. Here's the deal home. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And Jake Fitzgibbons' his third strikeout of the ball game. There's 2 down here in the inning.
Coming up by number 15, Eduardo Guerrero.
Fastball upstairs. He says, you know what, Munoz, if you want it, come get it. Swing and a miss. 2 down in the inning. And now Eduardo Guerrero gets ready for the pitch. The 2 down delivery on the way. Outside corner. Strike number 1. Guerrero is 0-3 in the ball game with 2 strikeouts and a ground out. Fitzgibbons looking to end it right here. 0-1 with 2 away from the left side of the slab. Here's the deal. Outside corner. Strike number 2. Eduardo Guerrero will use the batter's timeout and step out of the box and look to step back in once again. 0-2, a two-way. Fitzgibbons working from the windup to close it out right here. The pitch, foul ball to the right side.
I gotta have my cowbell.
Visalia 6, Rancho 3 here in the top half of the ninth inning. 0-2, a two away. Here's the deal from Jake Fitzgibbons. Ground ball to the left side and foul. Eduardo Guerrero not making it an easy at-bat right here.
It doesn't work for me. I got to have more cowbell.
0-2, a two down once again. The reset, pitch number 5 of the at-bat. Fitzgibbons will agree with DeLeon. Here comes the deal home. Ground ball to the left side. Crisantes dives, gets up, throw to first base, and it is not in time. The foot of the bag went off for McLaughlin, so Eduardo Guerrero gets on base. It brings up the former Oregon State Beaver to the plate, Elijah Hainlein. That'll be the first hit of the ball game for Eduardo Guerrero.
At the plate, number 23, Elijah Hainlein.
It was a tough play for Crisantes. Couldn't let it go. There would be zero chance if Luis had it with the way that ball was hit on the ground. They got to give credit to Crisantes to get up and make an attempt at it. A two-out pitch on the way is high and outside for ball one, 1-0. Ben McLaughlin at first holding on to Eduardo Guerrero. 1-0 pitch on the way. Downstairs, ball one, 1-1. Ball 2-2-0, and you got to be careful in this situation here for Jake Fitzgibbons. You have a walk right here. It brings up the top of the order in the form of Eduardo Quintero. Two balls, no strikes, two away. Upcoming deal on the way. Here's the pitch, and that one's upstairs, ball 3-3-0. Fitzgibbons was one strike away from closing out this ball game. And now it's a hitter's count here for Rancho. The 3-0 deal. Here's the pitch. And that one is in there for a strike. It's now 3-1. Fitzgibbons will get ready for his 29th pitch of the ball game here after checking in the top half of the eighth and sitting the side down in order. Three balls, one strike, two away. Here comes the deal home. Upstairs, in there for a strike, 3-2. And it comes down to a payoff pitch here for Jake Fitzgibbons. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Hainlein against Fitzgibbons. From the left side, payoff pitch on the way. Bounced in for ball four. DeLeon can't locate it. And for a moment, Guerrero thought about going to third. Instead, he'll stay up there, so he'll get a first and second off the walk. And now we go back to the top of the order here for Eduardo Quintero.
At plate, number 5.
Now the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, will make his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. T-Mark trying to get his pitcher to the finish line. You just need one more out. Three strikes to end the ball game. Here's a look at the last pitch.
I'll tell you what, because of how many bars and beaches. Now,
Hainlein, a good eye there, was able to hold off and swing the bat.
But I'm going to say $700 is now our grand prize. $700 is going to be the grand prize. Because of all the bars and beaches,
T-Mark will make his way back over to the Rawhide dugout.
Either way, $700.
And he'll bring up Quintero to the plate for the first time here in this ball game after he came in as a defensive sub for Kendall George. You look at Quintero so far this year, he's batting 150. The upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the deal home from Fitzgibbons, and that one's on the outside corner, but it misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Quintero in yesterday's ball game, he was 0-for-4 with a strikeout and a fielder's choice. One ball, no strikes, two away. Working from the left slide, left slab, here's the pitch, and that one's in there for a strike. It counts now 1-1. The Rawhide lead this ball game 6-3. But you got to realize this is the tying run at the plate for the Quakes. This is a huge ball game for the Rawhide. They need to find a way to pull this one out. The 1-1 deal on the way. Breaking ball swung on and missed. And Quintero nearly falling out of the shoes on that swing. 1-2 is the count. second time. It's been Fitzgibbons in a two-strike count. And you see the pitch there and rumbling and tumbling off of that pitch. One and two, a two away. Fitzgibbons looking to shut the door here in game four of the series. One ball, two strikes, two away. Here's the pitch downstairs. Ball two, two and two. And Fitzgibbons on these two strike counts, he's trying to force these batters to go fishing on a ball in the dirt. It's not been successful yet. We'll see if he goes for it one final time here for pitch number five. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Looking for his first save at the collegiate and professional level. Here comes a 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Visalia shuts the door on Rancho on this Friday night. Final score, Visalia, 6 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Rancho. 3 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. And the Rawhide now have tied up the series once again. 2 games apiece. And with tonight's win, the Rawhide are now 2 games back of Rancho Cucamonga. 20 games remain in the California League season. We'll step aside and we will come back at VisaliaRawhide.com and go through this bowl game and get you ready for tomorrow for our TV broadcast. Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at Visalia, Rawhide.com, and the Rawhide, a 6-3 win against Rancho Cucamonga here on this Friday night. Visalia jumped out to an early 3-0 lead in the bottom half of the first inning with the guy who's currently being interviewed on the field right now, Dimitri Crisantes, the newly added 13th-ranked prospect in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. A 2-run home run was his 5th home run of the season, and then So Visalia in a good position at the end of one inning of work. In the top half of the second, however, it would be Rancho who would try to claw their way back in the ballgame thanks to Samuel Munoz's 2-run home run. It was the second home run of the series. He is now 2-for-10 in the series with 2 of those hits, both being multi-run home runs. So at the end of 2 innings of work, Visalia led Rancho 3-2. And then in the top half of the fourth inning, Rancho would tie it up in the top half of the fourth thanks to an RBI fielder's choice from Carlos Rojas. So at the end of 4 ball game tied up 3-3. However, Visalia never gave up the lead in tonight's ball game, presented in the bottom half of the seventh inning. The Rawhide would bring up 8 batters to the plate. They would get 1 hit and 3 runs in the frame. They would left 2 runners on base. So at the end of 7, the Rawhide had a 6-3 lead. And then Jake Fitzgibbons checked in inning number 8. 2 strikeouts in the 8th. And then in the 9th inning, he dealt with runners on first and second. But he strikes out Eduardo Quintero on a swinging strike 3 to end the ball game. And with that, Visalia now improves to 26-10 in the second half with a record of 55-56 overall, 32-25 at home. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they fall to now 28-18, and they're now 58-52 so far on the season. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for Game 5 of this 6-game series. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry.
or Lisa Campbell for just $3.79 a month.
Well, back to your Rawhide baseball. We get ready to wrap things up here on this Friday night. Final score by Salia 6, Rancho 3. We get ready to take a look around the scores around the California League. Out at Diamond Stadium in Lake Yellowstone, the 66ers defeat the Storm. Final score 4-3. So as a result of tonight's loss for Lake Yellowstone, Rawhide once again tied for second place, 2 games back out of Rancho. Meanwhile, out in San Jose at Excite Ballpark, they're currently tied 5-5 in the bottom half of inning number 7. And then lastly, at Chancy Park in Fresno, Modesto, a 4-1 lead, or four currently trail 4-1 in the bottom half of inning number 8. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're at the high A level. The Eugene Emeralds defeat the Hillsboro Hops, final score 3-2. At the double A level, the San Antonio Missions defeat Amarillo in extra innings, final score 3-2. And then at the triple A level, the Reno Aces defeat El Paso, final score 4-2. At the major league level, the Tampa Bay Rays walk it off against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And as a result, that is all the scores around the D-backs organization. Talking about tomorrow's ball game, TBD for the starting pitcher for Rancho. For Visalia, we can confirm it'll be the right-hander, Daniel Nunez. He's looked good so far here in 2024 since taking over for Caden Grice, who was added to the injured list in the middle of July. So that's an interesting to watch out for tomorrow, and the Rawhide will look to get within 1 game of Rancho with less than 20 games to go after tomorrow night's ball game. One final time here in Visalia, the Rawhide 6 runs, 13 hits, and no errors. Meanwhile, for Rancho, 3 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. Penny Lotano receives his 4th win of the season. Meanwhile, the losing pitcher of record is Marco Corcho. He's 0-1, and then Jake Fitzgibbons receives his first professional and collegiate save here in today's the ball game. It took us 2 hours and 43 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 2,526 fans here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Tomorrow night's ball game starts at 6:30. That means we'll be live on the air starting at 6:20 p.m. It's a crucial game on a Saturday night, so either be here or be right at your couch or wherever you're watching or listening to this game at tonight, because it is crucial time for this Rawhide team as they look to make the postseason for the first time since 2019. So until we talk tomorrow night, the Rawhide defeat Rancho, final score 6-3 to even the series 2 games apiece. Until tomorrow, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night. And go Rawhide.